Okay, at the risk of potentially making all of my booze completely one track minded and focused specifically on audio boo advancement, I'm going to post again about something to do with improving audio boo as a whole. I think really, rather than it being a negative, it's something that, you know, if you can use an application which really gets the juices flowing, creative juices flowing, gets you posting what you would like to see as a user, then I think you've sort of already won half the battle, which is getting users passionately interested in your product, and it's a great product. So that's probably why I've posted so many things over the last couple of last sort of hour or so, based around the same subject, because I think it is great and it shows a lot of promise. I think that, you know, I've got a few extra ideas here, and I think it would be great if we all commented on it and all got a discussion going about whether or not these features are good to have. The first one, really, really simple, just a track of the amount of views that you've had on an audio boo. So views would really be more appropriate as listens, you know, the amount of listens you've had, the amount of times somebody's hit play on your audio boo. I think that's really, really important, because you can see, okay, well, I've had 25 people listen to that since I posted it. They might not have commented, but it's just a simple, you've had 25 listens or whatever. That would be a really excellent little addition to the site, which isn't there at the moment. And if you could also include that in the embedded code that you can send to your site, then you know, excellent. What a great little feature that you can add in. Another one being that I know the iPhone application has the ability to include your location, and the iPhone, being the wonderful, clever device that it is, works out where you are and post. You know, you get a little Google map posting where exactly where you are. Now, mine's slightly off. It's pretty accurate, but it's very slightly off by a street or so. But I'm not sure why that is. Maybe I was sort of out and about when I posted my first one or something. But it's pretty accurate. Now, I wonder whether or not there are features which allow you to be slightly less accurate. I mean, I'm happy that for people to know where I am, what town I'm in, but I'm not 100% sure I want them to know the street I live in as an audio booer. Now, I'm not being paranoid here about this feature. I just think that perhaps, as somebody using the iPhone to submit your audio boos, you might want people to know where you are. You might want to know, hey, you know, I was in Bristol, in the UK today, or I was in London in the UK today, or I was in Auckland in New Zealand today, or I was in New York in America today while I was posting my boo. That's excellent. I think maybe saying, you know, I'm in X street in X town in the UK, if that's where you happen to be. It may not work very well if you're at home all the time, you work from home, and somebody finds out, okay, well, they're from that street. Perhaps that's a little bit too much, and that may not be a feature within Audio Boo, rather than the way in which the iPhone works and the way in which it integrates with the Google Map thing. But perhaps that would be something worth thinking about in future for the way Audio Boo works with the iPhone and displays the little map there. So there's two extra small little tweaks that could be made to the Audio Boo application and website to make it even better than it currently is. Please, if you've listened to this, post your comments of what you think on this audio post. And again, if you know, if you're related to Audio Boo in any way, then it would be great to hear your thoughts on the feedback that I'm trying to give.